I think what we're trying to do now since Liberty Media is to bring the sport closer to the fans. That's why we go for cities like Miami, like Las Vegas. That's, I think, the future where we move to, bring the sport closer to the fans.
Hi, this is Paul Fowler.
This is Christian Polhammer.
And we're on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN here live trackside in the calm before what is going to be the sports and motorsport storm for Formula One for the Miami Grand Prix with cryptocurrency. Excited to have with us Christian Polhammer. He's the Senior Event Logistics Coordinator for Formula One, and Paul Fowler, Vice President of Motorsports Global for DHL. Guys, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So Christian says, welcome to the show. And really, that's really what it is, because Formula One, you think about motorsports as entertainment, but also it is as big a show as it gets in sports. And what I mean big in every respect, it is bright, it is vibrant, it is loud, but it is also big. Like, just the size and scope of this event is huge.
Absolutely. It is one of the biggest shows we have here.
So Paul, let's talk a little bit about the logistics. When you think about this, the fans see it on television. It's very immediate in the gratification. The fans on site, it is a great day for them. For you guys, it is years in advance, months in advance, weeks in advance, days leading up to really what is going to be this moment.
Yeah, the calendar's etched mostly prior to the previous year. So we knew more or less in Dubai last year, or Abu Dhabi last year, the events for this year. There's a lot of planning that goes in between. All teams generally have about 5 sets of sea freight equipment. We move between 40 and 120 sea freight containers to every event. So if you think, 10 days ago we were in Imola, so the teams have had to pack down from a European spec to an international spec, reload to the air freight containers that we move everything around from race to race, and fill 777 aircraft to come here. And you've just witnessed that all unloading here at the track site.
When you think about the logistics side and the sport itself, it's been an iconic sport for decades, right, Christian? It's been, you know, Formula One is really the ultimate version and expression of motorsports and racing. But Formula One, as great as it has always been and as popular in Europe, there's an explosion now, not only of awareness, but enthusiasm in America. You could say, I always hear about the Netflix series, and everyone's kind of just become awakened to the potential and the excitement of Formula One. So talk a little bit about that from the logistics side. Do you see it as, wow, this is great, so many more fans? Or do you see it as, uh-oh, this is going to be a lot of new work?
No, of course, we are glad and happy to see all the fans back. So that's a key essential thing for us. And it does not change much in the logistic point of view. It's good and appreciated, and we are more than happy to have that huge volume of fans now. But our job does not change much in point of that. It just, we appreciate it.
The excitement here in Miami, it's basically taken over for weeks now. The entire community, the demographics, the market, all of that. But that happened from moment one. As soon as it was brought up, those of us who cover and in and around motorsports, it was like, wow, that's going to be a big event. And we could never even have anticipated the level of enthusiasm for the tickets and to come out and to see this race. I don't know, did it sell out? And it was a matter of minutes, right? For you guys, it's a successful sport. You know you're popular. Were you surprised?
No, not at all. We had Miami, we knew it's going to be a success. We have the right people here to work together with the Dolphins. We knew this is going to be very successful, and they just proved it, basically.
And Paul, on the logistics side, as the popularity of Formula One increases, and you guys are all in the planning business, right, at DHL, trying to anticipate issues, cut them off at the pass, and plan for the success. As the inevitable expansion of Formula One happens in the United States, from the DHL side, you've been there as that main and trusted carrier for, what is it,
40 years
now for Formula One, as far as logistics.
Yeah, Formula One's a truly global sport, and you know, the popularity and the demand will push that further. I mean, I've seen in the time I've been here the move from a European majority of the races were based in Europe, and there was 2-3 at the beginning, so now we're at 14 international outside of Europe events. So there's been a big slide from, and that's driven by demand and popularity. As you say, Miami here is a super event, super address. I mean, and that is an address in the world. Everyone, when you say it's in a Miami event, it takes interest.
Yeah, it seems cool. Vegas is coming up. And so, and maybe this is a question for both of you guys, but as whether it's the series or whether it's the logistical and location forces in America, do you choose based on fan enthusiasm and support? Is it based on for those next locations? Is it based on a potential fan base that could attend? Because I've got to contend, I'm here, we're here from Chicago. We don't live in Miami. It's not like you're just drawing from the local area. You mentioned it, Paul. F1 is a global sport. I think wherever you put it, it's going to bring in fans from around the world. How do, and first I'll ask you, Christian, how does F1 choose its locations? Or do you figure wherever we put it, it's going to be great?
I don't think it's wherever we're going to put it. I think what we're trying to do now since Liberty Media is to bring the sport closer to the fans. That's why we go for cities like Miami, like Las Vegas. That's, I think, the future where we move to bring the sport closer to the fans, in point also in point of the location.
In other series, there have been cities that have been traditional venues for motorsport series, but because of expansion, enthusiasm, or other markets, there's only so many places, unfortunately, even with DHL, that you can be at once. I know there was a race that I attended, a Formula One race in Indianapolis, and of course you've got the race in Texas. Is it possible, what do you think, Paul, as Formula One expands to maybe new markets, that maybe you'll give up some of the old ones?
I think that's inevitable in the end, and you know, there's certain commercial drivers you've got to consider. The stakeholders, the teams, the sponsors, they all have an audience and a market, the manufacturers of vehicles, technology, where's that going? So you're seeing a lot of emerging sponsors and partners coming in, which have a different audience. And as Christian said, I think Liberty Media have done a great job expanding it since the change and their control. They've certainly opened it out on a social media base. And I think that's also dragging in a younger dynamic, certainly from what I've seen in the last few years. And it's become popular. It's become a wannabe event again. And I've seen that change, where it was kind of going into the sort of business sponsor direction. It's now opened up for the young and the old.
There are so many fans for it. And as it expands, one of the things that comes up with motorsports, maybe more so than any other type of sports, is the impact on the environment, you know, the cars and the exhaust and whatever things go into the creation and execution of a motorsports event. You guys have to work seamlessly together, DHL and Formula One, just to make these events happen for the fans and the viewers. On the sustainability side, let's talk a little bit about that. Christian, your thought?
Of course, it's a big topic. And as Formula One, our plan is to be zero emission at 2030. And we're working hard on that together with DHL to improve that. And it gets all stakeholders involved in that program to achieve the goal. It starts with the increase of percentage of biofuel on the race cars, to work together with THI to achieve a more efficient freight delivery. It doesn't matter if it's by air, sea, or even on trucks. So all that program is started and up and running, and our programs are aligned. So we have the same goal to achieve that by 2030.
Yeah, I think the thought process and the desire to move in that direction, I think, is important. It sends a statement. And even though F1 is a global sport, its personalities are global personalities, really, it's a small group, right? It's a group of tens of drivers and then the teams that go along with it. As big as it is, an event in a city, it's not DHL. You guys are everywhere at all times. And so on the sustainability side, for a company like that, that moves things, it's easy for some companies to say, hey, we'll be sustainable. Maybe it's just a change in marketing, right? But for you guys, there has to be some real changes and commitments in the traditional ways that things are picked up and going from point A to point B. So, Paul, talk about that.
Yeah, you're right. And I have to say, in my tenure here, even with DHL, you know, there's always a press for sustainability, and it's a really important agenda for DHL. We've committed $7 billion in the next 10 years in sustainable solutions. But it's moving away from the be seen to do the right thing to doing the right thing. And in the last 3, 4, 5 years even, I've seen, going back even for Formula One, a lot of people don't recognize, but kinetic energy recovery system has been there since 2009. So there's been switches in the sport, and we've been aligned, as Christian says, for years, developing, changing. The containers we use now go on 777s, which are much more efficient aircraft. DHL have the biggest fleet of 777 aircraft. We're investing in bunkering down now. I think we spent in 2021 156 million in sustainable aviation fuel.
Wow.
On top of that, we're working with Formula One. They move 26 trucks around in Europe for their television broadcast center. We're renewing that fleet with the latest biofuels, which are environmentally sourced biofuels throughout Europe. We're putting a network together because some of the racetracks we go to, they're not available at the fuel pumps. So we're putting containers there so that we can still run the fleet on a bio and sustainable avenue. Even sea freight. So there's three modes in Formula One. We have the air, sea, and road. Even in sea freight, we're bunkering down So even if the shipping line that we use for a certain route, because we have a timescale to work with, that's the other, the calendar is so tight, sometimes the options aren't available. But we have one atmosphere approach where we're insetting, so we're buying the fuel, which will be burnt on another lane to offset the fuel that we do on the lane. Now, we've got to put that all together and still create a tight calendar with Formula One. So, you know, the task is difficult, but the sustainable push, I have to say, of doing the right thing, we are. I really, really see the change.
I mean, there is so much, and I think that's the thing, one of the common things for, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that, is just so much going on behind the scenes that leads to the great entertainment product, the great fan experience, right? That people sometimes, I don't want to say they take it for granted, they love it, but they have no idea what goes into all that. And let the listeners know we're talking with Christian Pohlhammer from Formula One, Paul Fowler with DHL. And guys, you guys are as serious in all business as it gets, right? So this is fun. You know, people are excited. This place is going to go crazy. This town has gone insane for Formula One, and people are going to be cheering and having an amazing time. And some drivers are going to be excited to be on the podium at the end of it. And so they'll be having a great time too. Some, maybe not so much. But for you guys in a new city, talk about it. You guys have to keep your heads as level as possible to make sure everything goes. So at what point in the race, or maybe it's after the race, or maybe when it starts, do you guys take a deep breath and say, wow, okay, great. Because this is the first one here in Miami. The world is watching. Everyone is so excited. At what point do you guys get excited?
It's going to be Monday, the earliest.
DHL delivers excitement on Monday for Christian.
Yeah, it's true. Or when the checkered flag, we say. When the checkered flag goes down, we know we've done our job. But that's the cue for us to start again for the next country.
Exciting. I can't tell you. People are as excited as could be for Cryptocurrency Miami Grand Prix. Formula One here in America again, and in one of the world's cosmopolitan cities that is based on festivities and fun, leading into a Cinco de Mayo weekend. So many reasons to celebrate, and Formula One is one of the biggest. So guys, thanks so much for everything that you do, and that is the understatement of the century. And thanks for being on the show today.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.